He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a little while." For there were many people who were continually coming and going, and they could not even find time to eat. Those are the words of Jesus, as found in Mark 6:31. And the topic for this week's edition of Praying Pals is Jesus loves you still. So be still with him and rest. John 15:9 includes these words of Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. As an extroverted introvert, I'm a funny blend. I love to share about the Lord by speaking and singing for large groups of people and on major media, but it's because of what the Lord has placed on my heart. He has done so many great things in my life and in others' lives, and he's done such healing in my heart, and he continues to heal my heart from different things, and I want to share that healing with others. So I get out there and I share. It might be on Fox News or something like that. And then on the inside, I just want to go back to my home and enjoy just being with my family and close friends, having one-on-one time. So, you know, I do tend to enjoy just having coffee with a friend or a family member. It's just right for me. Yet, even though it's my preference and my natural inclination to spend one-on-one time, I find it a challenge to keep that one-on-one time with Jesus. Do you relate to that? Well, it's not a coincidence, because this world, frankly, includes a spiritual battlefield in which the enemy tries to steal our attention from our Savior. So today, I have an important reminder for all of us. Right now, Jesus looks at you, and he looks at me, and he looks at you and me with love. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. It's true. When was the last time you thought about his love for you? When was the last time that you told him that you love him too? We need to spend one-on-one time with Jesus and not be focused on, quote, just us, unquote. Modernity includes a rush of information, yet little contemplation of eternity. Let's change that. Let's change that around. Instead of a rush of information and little contemplation of eternity, let's rush to Jesus, rest, and reduce the inundation of unnecessary distractions and information. I feel convicted about this. And I hope that you understand that and feel likewise, that this world is not it. It's entirely temporary. When I talk with elderly people, they feel like they were young just yesterday. This is a very temporary place. And it's so important that we look to our eternal Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, who desires us to come away by ourselves and rest in his presence. Listen to his voice. But it's a choice, my friends. It's a choice. If you and I find ourselves too busy with stuff, even ministry stuff, and we're not spending time with Jesus, then we have let something take priority that should not have taken priority, period. I know, I sighed deeply and felt convicted too when I was Thinking about that, it's important for us to realize that sometimes we just prioritize the wrong things. Every day we make choices. We choose which people to heed, which demands to meet, and even the food we eat. I mean, it's an entire day full of choices every single day. It feels like a race against the ever-flipping numbers on our cell phone's clocks. They're just always changing, and you're always trying to get things done. Oh, and need I mention our calendars and daily planners? Wow, do they ever fill up fast? But you know what? You know what? We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit in order to have a full life. You can have a full planner and yet not have a full life, because life is found in Jesus. Our daily planners cannot replace spending time with our life's planner, Jesus Christ. Our schedule must match with God's instead of trying to make God match our schedule. And wow, is that frustrating. Have you noticed that when you try to make God fit into your schedule instead of fitting your schedule according to God's? That's convicting for me. So yes, we have choices. You and I have important choices. We must choose to believe whom we believe. We must choose whether to pray or not. So let's choose today, right now, to listen to God's voice instead of the distracting, loud, fast-paced drumbeat of the world. You know, I'm just thinking out loud right now, but I was just thinking about how people who listen to extra loud music lose their hearing prematurely. We all know that. And isn't that a lot like our spiritual ears? If we are just drowning out God's voice, no wonder we're not hearing so well his voice. I wasn't planning to include that, but I just kind of had that come to mind just now. But that's kind of a good way to remember that if we think, why aren't we hearing God's voice? It's probably because we've let other loud music of the world reduce our hearing ability. Wow, that's quite a thought. So let's choose to listen to God's voice, because the pace of our lives, it needs to stop copying the chase of the world, pure and simple. If we're too busy to love God and love others well, then we're not living like the Lord wants us to live. So I want us all to focus on living and loving like Jesus by spending time with him and leaning on him for everything, every day and in every way. So let's spend time with Jesus. Let's put him on the calendar first. Mark 6:31. Let's read that again. Mark 6:31. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a little while." For there were many people who were continually coming and going, and they could not even find time to eat. Let's heed those words of Jesus. Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a little while. James 4:8 says, "Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people." Let's turn our minds to Christ and ask his mind to be ours. Let's submit to him and release all our cares to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you want to spend time with us. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your constant presence And Lord, I also pray with my fellow believers right now who like I have been feeling convicted about this, that we need to prioritize you, Jesus, and not let other distractions, even if they're ministry distractions, get in the way of spending time with you today. Help us to love you. Focus on your love and love you with your love. Please do that in our hearts right now. Just please fill us with your love and help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. We realize we can't do this on our own. We're frail. We're just imperfect human beings, but you are perfect. And you give us the strength, and we can say boldly, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And we thank you for making your infinite strength and love available to us. And we just trust in you. We rest in you. We love you. And I also pray with those who are listening, who realize that they've been relying on their strength always, and that they have not just been ignoring you today, but throughout their lives, or they've realized they never really trusted you as Savior and Lord. So I pray with them right now. Please forgive us. Cleanse us of all our sins. We are sorry for ignoring you and trying to do life our way instead of yours. And we recognize that you, Jesus, died on the cross, took our punishment for all our sins, and that you rose again, conquering sin and death for us. So we confess you as Savior and Lord right now, and we love you and thank you for forgiving us. Thank you. We rely on you for salvation, and we trust you and rest in you today. Thank you for saving us. You are so welcome in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We repent and turn to you now, and we love you. And help us to love you more. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for being you. Thank you for always being with us and never forsaking us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I kind of alluded to it a little while ago, but put the time on your calendar. Put the time with Jesus first on your calendar for every single day. Because contrary to the myth, we do have time for Jesus. We just have to choose to prioritize him. So let's all choose to spend time with Jesus, one-on-one time with Jesus this week. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. And remember that no matter what you're going through, Jesus wants you to run to him and lean on him and rest in him, and he'll never leave you or forsake you. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for listening.